call the meeting to order. Please join me in the pledge.
Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we will start out with reports and communications and our superintendent update.
Okay, I have a short update tonight because we have a lot on the agenda that we need to try and get through. Plus we have on 2.3, we have Jim going to be talking about the pool here in just a moment. So I wanted to let you all know that Yuba County is remaining in the red tier at this time. The tier system, however, is going to be over June 15th. So I'm not sure we'll ever make it out of red into the next tier up because it'll be over before then. Just an update on vaccines for our employees. 124 have received both doses. One received the first dose and it doesn't seem to be getting the second dose. Seven have not scheduled their first vaccine but said they were going to. And then 74 at this point are still opting out. I am working with the county and Dr. Liu to try and bring a vaccine clinic for 12-year-old and up here to Wheatland at Bear River. They were going, our initial thought was they were going to be here this Sunday and offer it as you can either sign up or wait in line. However, the company that they use cannot find enough employee staff to come on Sunday, so it's likely going to be sometime in early June. But it will be, it has to be the Pfizer at this point because it's for 12-year-old and up. So we'll all keep you posted on that if we end up getting one.
Is that the two shot?
It's two shot, yeah. And last but not least on this particular part, we have 14 days of school remaining. And then remember the eighth grade promotion ceremony is on that Friday, June 11th. And there are three of them. You can come to one, both two or three, whichever you like. Just let me know so that we can plan accordingly. They will be short and sweet. All of the speeches, if we have any, and those awards will all be done on a video. And then it's basically reading the names, letting the kids walk across, pick up the diplomas, and done. So that's kind of the plan right now. And I don't see it changing. Other than that, I'm going to move on to the attendance report. Currently at the time of the agenda, we had 1,266 students in our school district, 836 in TK through fifth grade, 366 in middle school, 64 in the HBIS program. And overall, we're 93 students less than we had last year at this time and one more than we had last month. We have 106 students in the preschool program, which is three more than we had last month and 22 less than last year. I will tell you that based on what we're seeing right now, we're likely going to get back a lot of these students. Our kindergarten numbers are higher than they typically are at this time of year, as are our preschool. So hopefully we can get these 100 students back or a combination of not just them, but the numbers. So we'll see how that goes.
Quick question on the graduation. Uh-huh. Are they doing anything for the graduates? I mean, they usually have the after dance. I didn't know if they were doing something outside, you know, some kind of event for them or no, just the graduation this year. Okay.
Just the promotion ceremony. We're not in the red tier. You're still not allowed to do dances. I know that the high school did a prom. They did that, you know, in violation of the typical what you're supposed to be doing. They did hold it outside, which was definitely helpful, but no. Okay.
Perfect, okay. So we will move on to the Wheatland Community Pool Plans.
So we have Jim Goodwin, the city manager here, and then Jim, is Greg here, or are you solo?
Well, unfortunately, I've been texting him to find him, and I have not connected with him, so I'm not sure what happened to Greg.
Okay, because he never sent me the plan either to put up on the screen, so.
Okay, well that.
Do you want to push this and we can do it at another board meeting? Where I'm going to actually try to schedule a board meeting for next week. We need to do one.
If we could do that, Craig, and again, Mr. Chairman, board members, I apologize for not having our consultant with us tonight. We'll make sure that doesn't happen on a repeat.
Okay. I'll reach out to you tomorrow then, and we'll reschedule.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Right. Exactly.
Okay. Well, then we will move on to communication from the public. Anybody have any communication for items not on the agenda? Don't everybody talk at once. Okay, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Anybody have any questions, comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second it.
First and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, we will move on to action items. The West is sunshine to the district.
Okay, so as you're aware from the last time with the West, which is the secretary's unit, before we go into negotiations for any year, unless we're rolling over to another year, we have to sunshine. So WESTA submitted their sunshine, which is 5.1, and we submitted ours back to WESTA, which is 5.2. I can answer any questions, but basically it just shows you and the public what we are going to be talking about in negotiations. So for WESTA, they're wanting to talk about benefits, salaries, retirement options, payment for extra duties, and what role the WESTA would have in the student calendar. They also reserve the right to open additional articles. This is a open book year, which means that you can talk about anything within the contract, which happens every 3 years. So that's 5.1, and then I can talk about 5.2 when we come back. Happy to answer any questions, or if not.
Any questions, comments for 5.1, the West of Sunshine to the district? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve 5.1.
So moved.
First?
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We will move on to 5.2, District Sunshine to WESTA.
So this is, again, exactly what I talked about before. I'll just go through what we put on our list. The agreement, which is the term, duties and responsibilities, we want to talk about that. Employee benefits, salaries. Benefits and salaries are every year, so they're on every one of them. But employees, benefits, salaries, salary schedule, extra duty, and then the appendixes that go with that. So those are the items on our sunshine. And this is for 2021, which is the current year that we're in. So I'm happy to answer any questions on that.
Questions, comments, if not.
It's for 2021, but it goes through to 23?
Yeah, the contract itself goes, so contracts are 3 years typically. The contract that we're currently in ended in June 30th of 2020, but if you don't negotiate a longer term, it stays in place until you negotiate. So we would be, the term would be looking at July 1st, 2020 to June 30th, 2023. And that's just the contract. That doesn't mean that we don't negotiate each of the years in between.
Further questions or comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve 5.2.
So moved.
First, second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, 5.3, information item, public hearing for the expanded learning opportunities grant plan for Wheatland School District and Wheatland Charter Academy.
So before we do that, I see Greg is, looks like he's coming on, but Greg, Jim left because you guys weren't both here. Oh, no, it looks like he left again. Okay. Sorry, guys.
That's
okay. So 5.3 is informational only. It is not up for vote tonight. It is the Expanded Learning Opportunities Grant. This is the money coming from the state of California for the expanded learning opportunities, basically giving money that needs to be used towards reteaching for what they say would be a lost year of some lost year of instruction. So part of that plan is that 10% of the money that's coming in must be used for paraeducators. The rest of it, as you can see in the plan, comes within the supplemental instruction for and supporting students. And so what we've done is we've done a generalized budget plan to submit, because it has to be submitted by June 1st, understanding that as we go through with any other budget, those numbers will change and they're allowed to, but we except for the paraeducator piece that has to remain at 10% or more. So I'm bringing it to you and to the public just in case anybody has any information they would like to submit to us before it gets approved. Again, budgets change and based on needs. So even if somebody submits it after you approve it or has some questions after you approve it, we can always talk about that. So this is just for information. It's out there for people to see. And then what I'm in the next item on the agenda, I'll ask that we set a meeting for next week to approve this item. It has to be approved before June 1st. Again, this is typical of the state. They have this one as a different timeline than our LCAP, so we can't do it at the same time. So I'm happy to answer any questions about that. Then, and if not, then we can move on to 5.4.
Any questions on that information item? Okay, we'll move on to 5.4. Schedule a special board meeting to approve the Expanded Learning Opportunities Grant Plan and budget on May 27th.
So I put May 27th just because it's next Thursday. We could have it tomorrow if you wanted. Not a lot of time for people to give input, or some other time next week. It doesn't have to be Thursday. It can be at any time, whatever the board desires. I just put that as a placeholder because typically Thursdays is what people are used to. So I would suggest we do it Thursday the 27th at 4:30. It would be a very short meeting. That would be the only thing on there. I might also do an update on the May revise right before that. But it's up to the board. If you're all available, great. If not, we need to pick a date.
And will we do the pool too?
We could put the pool on for next week if they're available. And if not, then I'll put it in the June one. There's no time certain on that, the pool thing. I mean, it's just kind of this exploratory group, but they want to bring forward what they've seen. And they met with the high school board last week. So, but I will, if Jim and Greg are available for next Thursday, it'd be great to put it on there. But if not, we'll put it on one of the two June meetings.
It's not a voting item, right? It's
it is not.
Information.
The pool?
Yeah.
Yes. They're just bringing us information.
27 works great for me.
You're for me.
Me too.
Okay, so someone will need to make a motion to have that.
I make a motion we have our next meeting for the Expanded Learning Opportunities on May 27th.
At 4:30?
At 4:30.
Okay. First and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, next item is 5.5, approve the annual update for the 2019-20 Local Control and Accountability Plan, which will be used for developing the 2021-22 Local Control and Accountability Plan.
So this is, again, one of the 16,000 plans that we have to write when it's tied to the state and what they ask for. So this, the 2019-20 Local Control Plan LCAP was approved by this board back in 2019-20. So what we have to do each year is then give an update on where were we, what did we spend the money on? So that is what this is for you tonight. Then we take that to help us complete the 21-22. You can see there's a missing year, 2021, we did not have to do the LCAP. So the 21-22 LCAP it's a different format again. So we use this one to write to that one, which is what you will have, what you will see in June, and why we have to have two meetings in June, because we bring it to you and the budget in one meeting, and then you vote on it in a separate meeting. So this is the update. I've already worked with the county on that, and they're the people who look at it. So I'm happy to answer any questions that you have about this 20-page document.
Any questions or comments on the LCAP, which would have been nice in the headline there? No questions or comments. I will entertain a motion to approve 5.5.
I make a motion to accept the
19-20
LCAP update.
Okay.
Second.
First and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we will move on to 5.6, adopt resolution intent to withdraw from schools excess liability fund JPA.
So you did this once before, I think it was it December, Melissa? Uh-huh. And then our insurance company met with Self Insurance and they made promises, so they did not withdraw. Well, now they're reneging on the promises. So they want us to again give them the authority to withdraw from Self if they don't come back and do exactly what was needed. Self is a second level of insurance, which has gotten extremely expensive because of all of the fires and all of that. And so it's hard to even find a company, but most of them now, you know, they used to have anything over $1 million they would cover. Well, now they want to raise that to $3 million, et cetera, et cetera. So it's an insurance issue.
This isn't the quiz insurance place where you have to take all those quizzes, is it?
No. Oh. That they are tied to the same insurance company, not Self though, just our JPA. Mm. So they're just asking that we each again adopt the resolution to withdraw, allow them to withdraw on our behalf.
Is that a money saver for us?
It's not, that's a great question, because it's not a money saver, and except that Self is trying to really raise their rates. So we're gonna be spending more on it next year, no matter what. But it's a matter of, are we spending 25% more or 100% more? Because all these insurance companies for property management have gotten absolutely crazy with their how much we have to spend on that because of things, all the fires that happened over the course of the last few years. And the amount of money they paid out, now they're gonna recoup it. So same thing PG&E is doing to all of us, right?
Yeah.
So. We would not pull out of Self if we did not have a backup either, because you have to have the secondary insurance.
Any questions or comments on 5.6?
Can you explain to me what the backup is then? I'm a little
confused. Well, it would be another company. So we don't actually do the negotiations ourselves. We belong to TSIG.
Right.
And TSIG negotiates with the medical plans, which they're self-insured for medical plans, and they negotiate with Kaiser, and then they negotiate on our behalf for workers' comp, and they negotiate on our behalf for all of our property liability insurance. So Self is one of those companies that provide that secondary insurance for the large, you know, like if your school burned down, TSIG would cover the first million, and then Self would cover everything after that. So there's other companies out there.
Besides
Self. So what they're trying to do is put pressure on Self to follow the rules that they need to follow, by saying, well, we'll just go somewhere else. So, but I couldn't tell you who the somewhere else is. So.
It's kind of the TSIG, right?
It is. I mean, and we all sit on the TSIG board, so it's mm-hmm. interesting. I mean, I have insurance meetings all the time. And so we get the information as we go along. What this is really doing is it's if self sees that every district within the JPA is willing to pull out, then they might be saying, well, we don't want to lose all that money. And there, you know, so it's kind of a tactic, I'd say.
Well, I would move that we approve 5.6A.
Do I have first? Do I have second? First and second, all in favor of 5.6?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we'll move on to.
That was kind of a weird.
5.7, Tri-County Induction Program.
So every year I bring to you an MOU for TSIP, Tri-County Induction Program. It is where our first, second year teachers go for their extra training after they get out of college to go from their preliminary credential to a clear credential. So this is your annual update of the TSIC MOU. We pay our teachers a stipend, the ones that are mentoring our new teachers, but they go to these TSIP meetings and trainings. In fact, we have one right now, Cassidy Hoovelhorse is graduating tonight from the TSIP, so she'll be done with it. So if we hire any teachers that are brand new, then they would go to year one, and then we have some that are in year one right now, they'll go to year two. So we have this agreement every year with the Sutter County Office of Ed because they run the program. It's yes, it was called BITSA, exactly.
Who are the teachers that are mentoring now?
So we have Kayleen Appleton, who's mentoring, and we have Judy Finley, I believe, is a mentor. And I'm going to have to ask the principals if I'm missing it. We have some others, but I can't. I don't know off the top of my head.
Holly Johnson was Kayleen's, or Cassidy's, I'm sorry.
Okay. And Kayleen is Jenna Boardman's, I believe. So we have a number of them that may be there to do it, but we just don't have anybody for them to. But it's pretty much the same group. And anybody can do it, but they have to go through a training to become a mentor, and they have to have a certain number of years, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Okay, if no further questions or discussion, I will entertain a motion to approve 5.7.
I make a motion to accept the MOU for TSIP.
First, do I have a second?
Second.
First and second, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, 5.8, information item, discussion of 2x2x2 committee with Wheatland School District, Wheatland Union High School, City of Wheatland.
So we have had over the years this 2+2+2 committee that involves two board members from our district, two board members from the high school district, and two council persons from the city. And it's typically to talk about upcoming development. The pool kind of was involved in some of that originally. Well, we haven't met for a couple of years now, probably. We had quite a few meetings a while back when we were working with Lewis Holmes, I believe it was, that was talking about developing the property on the way out of Wheatland. That never happened. And now there is Katera Ranch, and it is currently the first phase would be 145 houses put out there across from the cemetery, between the cemetery and Bishop's, and backing up to the high school. There's a plot map for another 500, 600 houses over there. Anyways, we this one kind of didn't get the attention that we needed it to get or wanted it to get from our side. And so we've talked to the city about reinstituting the 2x2x2 committee, but because we have a new city manager, he didn't really see it the same way that Nicole from the high school and I saw it. So then Nikki as the board president, Tony Lopez as their board president, and Rick West, the mayor, got together to talk about it. So I'm going to flip this over to Nikki so she can talk about that. But really, I brought it here to say, are we still interested? Nikki and Ish have been on it. Do they want to stay on it? And it's just kind of information. So, Nikki, if you want to add to that.
That's the same thing we've been doing. That's part of the Q plus. Okay.
Yeah.
So Tony called me from the high school because, remember, the high school, this goes way back, the high school, Mr. Gadberry signed off on the agreement for that housing project over there. Debbie did not. So anyway, it's gotten all kinds of hoopla, to make the long story short. I know more about that housing development than I've ever needed to know in my whole life. But Rick was very, was willing to come and have, we had breakfast at your place, and to kind of bring us up to speed on what's coming and what's not happening, like that housing development there that was in five school districts, it's dead in the water. And to kind of see what information, things that we wanted to bring forward and some things that he wanted to bring forward. And everybody still thought it was a good idea that we did that, because there were some things that I brought up to Rick that he didn't know, like we have no water to our portables anymore because there was a broken line, they've never repaired it. So Rick had no idea about that. There's some needs that we have, you know, like our water bill and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that ridiculous water bill.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it would be terrible, like I told him, if the middle school was totally dry and full of weeds when they put in that beautiful new housing development right across the street, because we couldn't afford to pay the water bill. But that was just my little, you know, offhanded comment. But there was a lot of good that came out of that meeting, and I think it's good for all of us to know what's coming and what's not coming. The first phase, I think it'll be like, what is it, 47 homes and then like 50 some. So, and then, you know, it'll keep. But the first thing is to get those first development in the ground so others will follow. So it's all been, the map's been approved. They've done revised it because the streets, if you remember, were really, really narrow. Mm-hmm. The fire department has went in and, you know, so they've changed things. The lot square footage was a lot smaller. Dean Webb went in and, you know, because the city limits. So, yeah, I know way more about this housing development than anybody ever wants to, but I think it's a good thing that we all continue to meet and that we continue to work, you know, with the high school, you know, on that kind of stuff. So
was there still a school planned out there?
No. Okay. No. With 600 houses, there's no need for a school.
So it doesn't quite go over to the bar where the houses are going to be. It's going to be closer to the cemetery.
Yeah, the first phase is definitely closer. The real issue for Wheatland is, as you all know, a house goes up for sale and it sells before the signs even put in the lawn, right? So but the issue for developers is the infrastructure problem. So right now, for somebody to start with those homes, they have to put in roads, they have to put in sewer, they have to put in gas, electric, et cetera, et cetera. There's a significant cost to that. So these developers are going, well, or builders are going, well, there's already roads and everything over in Plumas Lake. I can build a house over there, or I can spend $1 million getting this one ready. So what the city's done is they've cut some of their fees for this particular project to try and entice somebody to come in and start building so that it opens some floodgates, which is makes some sense.
And currently, like I said, the one Lewis is dead in the water. Right now, the thing is across from Dawson's house on the corner of
The senior center.
They're going to take down the senior center, mm-hmm. and they're going to put up a 2-story senior low income apartment complex, mm-hmm. build a new senior center that the city can use and they can use. And then back here on the corner on the where is it Solis used to live on the end is a low-income apartment complex that backs up to Wheatland Ranch. That's there. The low-income apartments across from ACE, and that has been canceled out. So they're not planning on any of those apartments out in that area at this time. So those were the construction updates.
Does Solis not live there anymore?
No, they don't live there. And they would take down all those buildings and trailers and stuff. So
that's my backyard.
Yeah.
So the last of what they call the legacy projects is this Cattle Terra Ranch. Mm-hmm. And it is, the reason it's kind of gotten jumbled is because, as Nikki mentioned, there was a mitigated agreement with the high school. And part of that was that they were going to take some of the high school land to bring the road in. But now they're not going to do that. So there were some arguments about whether the agreement was still valid or not valid. So they've worked out whatever they have to work out at the high school. For us, it's just we would gather our developer fees. So I currently have contracted with a company to give us an updated developer fee plan to be able to raise our developer fees to what is the legal limit. Right now we're below the legal limit because we haven't done a plan in a few years, and I didn't do a plan because you spend all this money to do a plan and then nothing happens. But this one sounds like it's very close to happening. So I want to get this done prior to them so that we'll get that extra 40 cents a square foot or whatever the number happens to be. And then with the other two that Nikki was talking about, those nobody can really get in the way of because you have to have a certain amount of low income housing in your town.
I remember our governor we got called out on that. So yes.
Yes, we did. So, and then, you know, as that develops over there, then you could see potentially something developing over here, but probably not until the bypass is done, which will be well after all of us are still around here, probably.
Yeah, because the first thing that, and it's multiple years out, is an overpass at Southfield to get traffic on and off safer for Recology. So, but that's several years out, you know.
They could fix that if they just made that left lane a left-hand turn lane. When you're coming to Wheatland off 65 where the split ends,
mm-hmm.
Well, that make that left-hand lane just a turn lane into the left. It just make everybody has to go over to the right to keep on going straight. Anyway, that's just me.
Well, it'd be interesting. And you know, we've had these conversations. You guys have had the two of you that have been on the board longer than I've been here have had these conversations well before me, but for 11 years, we've been talking about sticks hitting the ground here in Wheatland, and there's yet to be one. So I'm pessimistic, but also optimistic because it sounds like this K-Hub, which is the builder, is interested in starting a project here. And the owner of that land, I can't remember his name, but he's very interested in something starting because he's invested a lot of money into that property. So we'll see how it goes. But really, I just was hoping to get an idea of whether everybody's still on board with the two plus two committee. And if everybody, Ish and Nikki still want to be on it, or if anybody else wants to be on it, that's up to you guys. So
I think I was on that too for a while.
I think maybe we should do it as a rotating with the president, that the president and whoever else wants to sit. So that way you can meet with the other, and then you can bring agenda items and do all that. I think that would be, you know, we could switch that each year. So that way you can just, you know, that would be my suggestion. Just, you know, and then whoever else wants to do that. And then that way, you know, it's constantly changing. So we're not just, you know, I think that's really a good thing that we do in our district.
Gets everybody involved as well. Gets everybody involved.
Absolutely. And like the high school, they don't ever change their board president. And I think it's a good thing that we rotate mm-hmm. like that because it keeps things fresh and moving and, you know, different perspectives. So that would be my suggestion.
And I think that whoever sits on it, I mean, the real obligation is to go to listen and bring it back to the rest of the board. That's really what your obligation is. So up to you at this point, but there's no action. It's just informational only.
Good. Okay. Any board comments? I think I'm... Don't everybody comment at once.
It's the wind.
Okay, well, with that, we will go to closed session. Thank you.